know Rob Holding, first of all, what's happening?
I was asked by the board of directors not to play him yesterday. He was in the lineup on Friday morning, and that's as much as I know. It would appear some clubs are interested in him. How far it's gone down the line, I don't actually know today. So that was something that will still be, the wheels will still be in motion probably the next few days before there's an outcome on it.
Would you have preferred to have started with him?
Oh yeah, I mean, hey, Robert's been our player of the year and you want your best players in the team. So decided, yes, we'd play Oscar in front of the back four, and after 20 odd minutes or so we had reverted to Derek sat in front of the back four. Oscar's played all through his junior career as a centre half, so we know he you know, it's a position he's accustomed to. Robert would have been great to have him in the team, but it's the way it was today.
And it's done and dusted now for this season, Jimmy. I mean, I know you haven't got, you can't look into a crystal ball, but what are your expectations? What has to happen next for Bolton?
As I've said previously, a new manager needs to be in place as soon as possible, and he can get to work in the transfer market, signing the players and strengthening the squad where he deems necessary. And I think it's vital that we are certainly getting the transfer embargo lifted, and a new manager can wheel and deal and get the players in he feels will be required to make a push for promotion next year in League One.
And what about Jimmy Phillips? Is your role in this capacity as interim manager over now?
Yeah, I was asked to do 9 games, so obviously going into the 9 games, I was certainly hoping for a far better return points-wise. So that's been a big disappointment to myself, Peter Reid, Nick Spooner. So I think in the coming week there's going to be huge changes at the club, it would appear, and the wheels have already been put in motion yesterday with the backroom team. I think the club will go through a series of changes.
It's difficult, obviously, with some people, and I know that the club issued a statement suggesting that there are going to be massive changes. Has anything been confirmed that you can tell us about?
Nothing confirmed yet, because as always, these things do tend to take time, but there are certain first team staff that I've been told their future lies elsewhere. And that seems to be the nature of modern day football. Turnover of players, turnover of staff in the ever quick moving game of football.